Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
And you can comment on stuff that, if you're one of those catching up on the podcast guys, like Don't Say My Name is behind on the podcast, but on the October 27th episode.
Oh, I remember that one. Yeah.
You were talking about looking up exes. Within about 2 years, I found out two of my most significant exes passed away.
Whoa.
One was some sort of brain issue, and the other one was a car accident. One of them was the one that got away from me. I haven't talked to her in years. I'm only 34 years old, but I'm happy.
Did she dump him or he dump her?
With two kids. Don't have that detail.
Okay.
She was engaged with two kids when she passed. Very sad. I hate to admit it, but I thought a lot about what could have been in the past. Keep up the Hall of Fame radio. Bluetooth off, porn on.
Yeah.
Important rules.
It is, especially in a busy area when there's a bunch of Bluetooth speakers hanging around. It can connect pretty quick there, right? And then everybody at the softball game looks at you.
Or if you have one of those like integrated systems in the house that they're doing now, you know,
that's true.
Speakers in every house, all of a sudden you accidentally connect. And
that's a sad one. You ever have a woman freak out on you during sex, like start thinking you might get hurt, either accidentally or on purpose? You're afraid you might get, might hurt her, obviously. I've known some freaks. This is Matt checking in here.
No, I've never been asked to do something dangerous.
I had a one-nighter where the girl was kind of weird, man, but, you know.
Weird
so
how?
So did she. Or the dude.
I don't know. She was witchy, kind of, you know.
But she didn't want to violate you with a broom handle or anything.
No, I asked for it, but she said no. She drew the line at that,
Speaking of that, there's an email here from Not Kevin. Yeah. Fair warning, if you ever go through TSA, do not try to bring a glass butt plug through the checkpoint. It does show up on the X-ray. Ask me how I know.
Was it inserted then?
Yes, that's the question. I believe is the implication, yes.
Okay, I want to know that for fact, because it's just in your butt plug in your back.
What's his name?
Backpack.
His name is I'm Not Kevin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Not Kevin. How do you know?
And now, I don't know. It could be...
All glass?
It could have been in his check or in his carry-on.
Then that's not a big deal.
That goes through the X-ray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's this? Like butt plug?
Right.
That's easier to answer.
If it's all glass.
If it's inserted, that's a much more awkward conversation.
But if it's all glass, it looks like a bottle, a top of a whiskey bottle or a nice vodka bottle. You know, those kind of things.
I'm pretty sure the TSA guys know what a butt plug looks like.
Yeah, especially if it's in your butt.
If it's inserted.
It's in his butt. I want to hear that.
Or did they got to take you in the back room?
Well,
you can't just drop right there and take it out.
Probably not. But if he had to go through
you could go, wait a second, and then reach in the back of your pants and put it in
the tray.
Right. Well, if he was wearing it at the time, he probably was banking on the fact that he would just go through the metal detector and then he'd be fine.
Yep.
But he might have gotten sent through the poofy body scanner, and then they went, well, what's that?
Poofy thing didn't exist
now. I'm questioning
anymore.
If the Benoit's, the ladies, I don't know if guys like to wear the Benoit's, but that seems kind of cumbersome. But if the Benoit's show up when you go through security at the airport.
First of all, why would you have them in?
What are the Benoit's? Is that like the string of beads?
They're separate.
I think they're just like
Big marbles.
Big steelies. They look like big ball bearings, and sometimes women like to wear them as they walk around.
Pushes down.
You put
the
more
ball
than
bearing
one in?
Factory. Yeah,
I think so.
How do you retrieve them if they're not connected?
I think you squeeze them out.
Oh. Puss, you ever do that?
Dad worked at a ball bearing factory. Yeah. Of course he did.
Got a
what
whole
a
collection.
Coincidence.
Got a whole collection.
There was a whole bucket right there outside the farm.
And butt plug at TSA guy got back to us.
What do you say?
Said it was in his bath kit bag in his carry-on.
Okay. Didn't think you were going to say bath kit.
Not inserted.
Was it his or was this his?
It was his. It was his. Got pointed out at the X-ray screen. They called other agents over to look at it. I don't have that information.
I don't, I'm just asking.
All I know is he's not Kevin.
We don't.
He's
Kevin. All right.
Called other agents over to look at it. He's standing at the end waiting. They all look at him. One agent eventually brings the bath kit over, starts going through it. It was a female TSA agent, pulls it out. I tell her, just throw it away. He said, I'm a pretty open person, but that was embarrassing. And bummer, it was his favorite butt plug.
Just throw it away.
Who's touch?
Are you not allowed to have it on a
plane? Apparently, he can't bring it on board.
I don't understand what it was.
Or you'd have to go
back. I
know
what a butt plug looks like, but show me during the break.
It was an all glass butt plug. I don't know if.
Why couldn't that fly?
Yeah, it's not full of liquid.
And why did it show up in your bath kit? There's a bunch of stuff in your bath kit.
Well, it probably could have been used as a weapon. They probably perceived that.
Maybe. I don't know.
What, you use like brass knuckles, you know?
He would have had to go down.
Stick the end out between two fingers and punch yourself with a butt plug?
What a horrible way to be attacked.
Get a grocery bag and put it there and put it in the underneath the plane. And he's sitting around waiting for his grocery bag to come around on the luggage carousel.
Yeah, I
don't know if I can go to TSA.org and find their official policy on butt plugs in your carry-on.
Yeah, the guy got ripped off, man.
Does the guy
just check the butt plug.
Yeah, can he get his butt plug back when he comes home?
No, that's not how TSA works.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Anybody with their favorite pocket knife will tell you that.
Yeah, that guy. Remember that time.
What do they do with all that stuff? Does it get auctioned off?
I'm pretty sure not the butt plugs.
You donate it to charity.
They did a whole story on that, where all that stuff they take and just put it in a big vats at some
TSA
facility, right? Yeah,
I'm aware of there's a lost luggage store in Alabama.
It probably goes to the same place, thinking,
that
Todd,
people can claim.
Yeah.
I don't know. The airlines let it sit around for so long, if nobody claims the luggage, it goes to this store in Alabama.
Yeah, but I bet most of the stuff that TSA, like if you're trying to take it into the carry-on, most of the stuff that they take from you is probably liquids and stuff that are above the tolerance limit.
They just
throw that stuff away.
But there's got to be a ton of pocket knives.
Oh, and guns. I'm sure they've collected their fair share of guns.
Well, in that case, you get the police called and you get arrested.
Right. They just take a pocket knife from you.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
A gun is a felony.
Right.
Do they arrest you if
you try to get
a gun?
Yeah, trying to take a firearm through TSA is that you're getting arrested.
It should be.
They took away your gun. Go on your way.
No, you're getting arrested for that.
Fully nude couple in Florida. Where are they banging at in this picture?
Out in the open.
Really?
Oh yeah.
So it's usually a meth and alcohol thing when it comes to Florida nude couple in the open. They look kind of methy, don't they?
Well,
I saw the shots of them.
The part of this story that sucks is they were doing it in front of children and other witnesses.
Well, how old were the children, man?
A pair of juveniles.
Okay.
In Florida, they're old enough.
Yeah.
Multiple 911 calls around 9 p.m. Friday. Sheriff's deputies responded to the causeway in
Dunedin,
Gulf Coast City.
That's where the Blue Jays play, by the way.
Discovered a couple having quote.
I've been to Dunedin. Yeah.
Fully nude sexual intercourse in the presence of the victims, which included a pair of juveniles.
Juveniles can be 15 too, by the way.
They could.
But this is a meth induced thing. Where are they at?
I thought just in Florida, once you turned about 6 or 7, they took you outside to watch a couple having sex in public because you're going to have to acclimate.
It is a mess.
Yeah, it's just a thing going on in Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a rite of passage.
Same with if your kid is a Bills fan, you got to go to the section where inevitably in Rich Stadium, somebody's having sex.
Oh, that's right.
Somebody's bending somebody over a seat. So you got to show the kids that, just to so they
which is weird in Buffalo.
They're not traumatized.
It's cold up there most of the time.
They know it's just routine. This just goes on in Buffalo, and in this case, Dunedin, Florida.
And it says, on the side of the causeway, cops found Sarah Fazekas.
Oh, it's on the causeway. Of course, they couldn't resist, man. Let's go.
It was a dream of theirs.
She's 55. He's 60. Quote, fully nude on top of one another.
Yeah.
His genitals fully exposed. A witness described the pair's encounter as, quote, cracked a sack going to town.
Cracked a sack.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah, if that's a younger people that saw him from behind, too, and just saw that whole mess down there slapping up against that, that's got to be a tough thing to visualize at that age. Right?
Now, while being taken into custody, she stated that this was always a dream of hers, referring to having sexual intercourse on the causeway.
Was it daytime, obviously, right?
9 p.m. 9 p.m.
It's dark.
Oh, it's dark out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Yeah. Along with exposure of sexual organs, she was hit with a felony narcotics charge after they found
meth, right?
No, clonazepam pills inside an Altoids container in her purse.
Todd knows what those do. What do they do, Todd? Yeah. Clonazepam.
Clonazepam?
That sounds familiar.
I think it's along the same lines like Xanax and stuff
Yeah. If it ends with a PEM, it's probably some sort of benzo.
Yeah. It says she...
And they're illegal to have?
Well, she didn't have a prescription for
it. Oh, I got it.
You know?
That's just the cops.
That's lame,
dicks,
man. Yeah. You're right. Because you could take those things out of your bottle. How does she know? You know?
Yeah. Man, they said, cops said, showed zero remorse that multiple juveniles had witnessed the act. He reportedly declared...
Where were they at? Were they walking past? They driving past and glanced over. Don't look, kids.
I don't have that information.
Ooh, the guy's a registered sex offender.
That's a thing, too. Yeah.
Clonopin is the generic name for clonazepam, and it's a benzo.
Yeah, he was charged with lewd and lascivious exhibition, a felony. He's being held in county jail in lieu of $50,000 bond, ordered to have no contact with children. Yeah, he was a registered sex offender in 2009 after a federal child porn charge.
Oh.
He'll be out before the Blue Jays pitchers and catchers report in late February.
At least this dude was knocking out with at least an age-appropriate woman.
Yeah.
Now, so.
Yeah. Yeah, but,
wasn't like he's in pedophilia on the causeway, you know.
Cracked a sack going to town on the causeway will get you in trouble.
If I'm driving down the road in Florida and I look over and see that, it's the best day of my life.
Right. And are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised. I'm thinking, this rocks,
I'm going to get this and I'm going to put it on Twitter.
Yeah, you're going to take pictures and you're going to post that.
If there's a place to pull over, I'm going to pull over and watch a little bit. You know, say, what the hell, man? Kids, check this out. You know, by kids, they'd be older now.
TSA decides to take possession of your item at a security checkpoint, this is from the handbook now. They could hand the item over to the state, who could decide to donate the item, throw it away, or sell it in an online surplus auction or physical retail store. TSA does not confiscate items. Instead, they get passengers to voluntarily abandon property at security checkpoints.
Except for guns. They'd confiscate
this
that.
This is likely because, this is all just verbiage. This is semantics. Right. TSA does not have police powers. And there would be constitutional issues if they actively seized property from passengers. So,
Todd and I can't fly with the butt plug.
Voluntary abandon.
Yeah, Todd and I were in Dallas flying, and a guy in front of us had him. They found a big pocket knife on him, and he goes to the guy, "Can you mail this to me?" And they go,
"No."
Nah, and just threw it in the bag, man. Said, "Nah."
I think I told you guys about the time we were going into a concert at the arena here in town. And they were, and all the venues now have the clear bag policies.
Yep.
And this
which I like, by the way. I feel safer anywhere inside places where they don't allow guns.
Yeah,
this
lady was not abiding by the clear bag policy. Yeah. She had a purse, and they said, look, you can't bring it in. And she's like, well, can I leave it here? And you guys will hold it until I come back. And the lady's like, yeah, sure. That's fine. She leaves it with the security guard there, walks through into the building, and the security guard turns around, chucks it right in the trash. I was like, yes.
Yeah, I seen a guy do
it. I love it.
Yeah, a chick did Guns N' Roses show. Was at this summer. Some woman tried to go through with a small purse, but it was not clear. And the guy said, and she was arguing, and the guy said, dude, it's just my job. Then the husband started bitching, and then I said, she goes, you take it back to the car or give it to me. And they didn't want to miss the beginning of the show, so they just walked in, threw it away.
I've only had...
bitching. Bang, 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 bang.
You've got to know that.
What do they call it? Voluntarily abandoned property. When I had... This was in my checked luggage. I had one of those butane canisters, little camp stove.
Oh, thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't... That's going to blow up, the plane, right?
Apparently you can't fly with that. I didn't know that.
That seems like a fair thing.
Oh, it is. It's a good idea. And then... they took away my bear spray. I put my bear spray in my checked luggage, and apparently you're not allowed to travel with bear spray.
That makes sense. You could use that to take over a plane.
It was in my checked bag, so there must be something. Must be afraid of it exploding or something.
Okay. Nick's dad produces bear spray, by the way.
not Kevin. Not Kevin has again responded.
It's right there.
He said he really should have been allowed to keep the butt plug, but wasn't really wanting to argue at that.
Yeah, I don't think the butt plug. Well, I don't understand why the butt plug showed up. I don't understand why you can't keep it. A butt plug is. I've seen them. I don't have one, but I've seen them. They ain't that big. They can't harm anybody. You know.
Well, it was
glass.
Would he have had better luck if it was inserted?
Yes.
Maybe. Yeah.
You still have to go through the scanner. But I wonder.
Yeah, but that scanner doesn't show.
I wonder how many butt plugs they see.
I got metal in my body, and that scanner hardly ever shows it. So it's not going to see a glass butt plug in your butthole.
No, but I think they're trained to see if somebody's cinching up a little too much, and they.
This guy's an expert.
They might be smuggling something. Yeah, but
this guy's an expert.
Yeah, if he's had it in there for a long time, he probably knows how to stroll normally.
Apparently, in this situation,
a plug doesn't pop out; it's just there, right?
Yeah, but you're still probably clenching a little bit, don't you think?
Never had one in my butt.
Nope, never walked around with one.
Couple fingers, that's about it.
Right, having one in your butt is different than walking around with one in your butt.
In this situation, it seems like the TSA agent was standing there at the end of the line going, hey, what's this, holding it up, and he just went, just throw it away, it's fine, put it down.
He picked it up.
He was making an example out of it.
Well, I think he just didn't want her just hanging, holding it out in front of God and everybody going, hey, is this your butt plug?
Aren't you switching gloves after that, though?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because we know, I hate to say you don't know where the butt plug's been, but
you know where it's been.
You do. Right.
You do. You got a good idea.
It might have been fresh. Yeah. You threw it right in there. Yeah.
Hey, what's this? But you get one
guess. Not Kevin.
Are you sniffing that?
On a regular basis.
Good thing we didn't step in.
Maybe inadvertently.
Does he seem like the kind of guy that would clean his butt plug on a regular basis?
I'm guessing.
But what if he thought about, what if it was in, heading to the airport, and had to pop it out real quick, thinking, oh, that's going to get, I'll just throw it in the bag here. No time to clean off your butt plug at the airport.
Yeah, they might not want it. They might just say, go on your way.
Right. Yeah, our buddy Jimmy Casino just texted me. He says, I've probably lost 15 pocket knives at TSA. Well, then you're just dumb.
That is code for butt plugs.
Yeah. Did he write pocket knives in quotes?
That's definitely what he meant. Knowing that guy.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.